miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So I'm with my wife to dinner last night with her family, and we're all sitting around. And I told my brother-in-law, I said, I don't drink vodka during the week because I have trouble, making words in the
regulating.
Morning. Yeah, exactly. No, just making words in the morning during the week. My alarm goes off too early, blah, blah, blah. So I'll just stick to white wine, maybe a beer at the end, a beer chaser at the end. Well, apparently it works that way if I drink too much wine, too. Not 100% this morning. Good morning. How you
can already
doing?
Tell the words aren't going to come cleanly this morning.
The words will be fine. I'm just going to feel like crap the whole 4 hours.
Exactly why I don't drink white wine.
Yeah, you drink vodka,
the night before I drink vodka. Otherwise, I won't be able to make words.
Just keep it steady.
Yeah. And if I don't drink vodka, I certainly won't be able to make words.
Well, whatever gets you through the night.
An interesting balance we got going on here.
Yeah,
we did find out through Tyler Walsh yesterday, since he's recovering, he doesn't do anything anymore. So is it when he told us his stories, I get why he doesn't party anymore.
You're
out of hand.
He shouldn't.
That's why I delve into people that actually have quit alcohol. I always go, what'd you do? And then they start telling me, you probably should have quit.
Yanking trees out of the ground on your way out of a party.
Yeah, the Arbor Foundation called and said he shouldn't drink anymore.
Right.
I didn't get through the night because I woke up to take a piss.
Oh, yeah, well.
And took about 3 steps and squish.
Give me 3 steps.
Yep.
Turd.
Yeah. Oh, I wish it were, like a solid, pellet type turd.
Oh, no.
No, this was like a bucket of mashed potatoes at the Golden Corral.
Woke Golden Corral.
Oh, God.
So I'm
bare feet? Bare feet?
I'm awake. Ah. First of all, I got to clean my foot up.
Yeah. And then,
so you're hopping to the bathroom on 1 foot so you don't track dog poop the rest of the way.
Well, then stepping on it, too, makes it stink.
Yeah.
Yeah, it spreads it out.
Yep.
More.
And, that's one.
Dog poo is the worst.
That smell.
No, I can't either.
And I got no help because Christy left. I don't know where she went, but she'll be back soon enough.
Yep.
So it's up to me to clean this freaking mess up.
Oh, my God.
And it takes about probably 20 minutes. And
then you're awake. If you're washing your foot off.
I'm pretty much awake.
I'm putting my foot in the toilet at that point.
That's what I did.
That's what I would do
away. The first thing I did.
Put your foot in the toilet.
Really?
Put my foot in the toilet.
Well, because the water's full of just water, clean water, so you're going to put your foot in there.
And then I hop in to take the sprayer from the shower and finish it off that way.
Rack them, suck them. You should have that advanced turn scout you got going.
Exactly. They pulled one over on the scout.
Yeah.
He is the scout.
For just that little time there where the dog poop was squishing between your toes, that had to be terrible.
Yeah. Oh.
It sucked. And I was gagging as I cleaned it all up.
Oh, God.
But you can't blame that on the dog, because obviously that's not a normal turd situation.
Oh,
they were just blasting ass in the middle of the night.
You're right. Something came up.
Got an upset stomach.
Another stain in the carpet. I'm not fan of carpet, but I guarantee you, if there wouldn't have been carpet, if that would have been hardwood floors, would have slipped.
Oh, easily.
I would have pulled a groin or a hamstring.
Something. Oh, it would have slid right out.
You'd have gone skull to floor and been still laying there.
Definitely would have hurt myself.
If you'd hurt yourself that way, I would have wanted you to tell that story every day. That's the story I'd want. I'd ask you what happens, and I really want to know.
I slipped in dog poop on the floor. And now I have to wear a helmet.
You okay, though? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What time was that? Did you look at the clock?
2:45.
Too
late, because when you go back to bed, you got another maybe an hour, man.
I laid there for 45 minutes. Yeah. And then finally, about 3:30, I fell asleep. And then, like 2 minutes later, the alarm rings.
We got a friend of ours in TV in this town. I'll say his name because he's a good dude, John Oakey. He works mornings at the TV station across the street. And he's been waking up for 20 years at 2 o'clock in the morning. And he finally just said, he's got his older kids, and he also has younger kids. Him and his wife adopted, I think, 3 kids. And he just has to just adjust to a real life. I think he's going to do something else. He's not retiring. And I messaged him when he put that out there. But he had mentioned that his kids got tired of happy John in the morning and grumpy dad at night, and I'm thinking that's why we take naps.
Yeah, our families could start a support
and even
group.
That even with my nap, sometimes I'm a little grumpy at night because that's just
sometimes the nap doesn't go as you plan.
Exactly.
You know,
so I know I'm not necessarily I'm happy on the air. I'm not really, nobody sees me when I leave work, But yeah, he's happy in the morning, and he's grumpy at night, and they just got tired of it. I said, yeah, well, I get that.
Yeah,
two in the morning.
The nap sucked yesterday too because I'm having my soup at lunch. They put a temporary bridge in before they put the next bridge in because this one broke.
Oh. Did it hit something?
I'm eating my soup and the salt.
Oh,
the bridge just falls out.
Man.
So I call the dentist's office and they say,
so you're basically your teeth fall in your soup.
We can get you in a couple of hours. Okay, I'll go take a toothless nap. And I'll see you in a little bit. But they made quick work of it.
Hey, that thing you did, it fell out.
The toothless nap.
And it's intact.
But you couldn't even, a lot of times if you've had a day like day, like, I'll just go to sleep and this will be over.
Yeah.
Yours was not.
Well, technically it was the next day when he stepped in the poop.
Yes, it was.
Now, did you have
3 hours ago?
Did you have to skip the gas this time because you didn't have a ride?
Yeah.
He's driven
off. Oh no! The other day when I did it, I just sat in the lobby for 20 minutes
and giggled. I talked to randos that walked in.
Right. You guys getting the gas too?
I wanted to go to the gym afterwards, so I said, "Nah, let's skip the gas this time."
I think going to the gym on nitrous would probably be fun.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, I was at a local college for their orientation. I'm not going back, but.
Yeah. No, I know you're not.
That was my first thought when you said that yesterday. I was like, going to number 7, huh?
So you're telling me this school's.
You're going to be writing them checks, right?
The diversity officer.
I think we're going to. I think it might be between the loans and stuff.
The diversity. Counselor for this particular college is
chief diversity officer.
What's your race?
Middle-aged white guy.
That you can't have that job.
No.
I mean, I realize that everybody should be up for every job if you're qualified. I get it, but diversity. You're not diverse at all.
I wanted to raise my hand.
Guy in the Midwest.
Yeah, when he was like, any questions? I wanted to be like, are you at least gay or something?
Right. Yeah, that'd be good. That would help if he was gay. Did he? I mean, I shouldn't say he'd come off as gay, but did he?
No, not really.
Right.
Okay.
Not really.
What makes him diverse?
I mean, kind of.
If he was gay, that would make sense.
He did read a poem.
Yeah. Was he Jewish? Was he some minority group?
He looked like
diverse here.
Are you gay? Are you a Jew? What the hell?
What's going on,
who's
man?
Who's a Nazi in the crowd?
Right.
I think,
just taking notes.
If he's a city guy and he married a country girl, that counts as diverse here.
I don't know, man.
He did read a poem.
He's working in the city.
He read a poem, and I was looking around, and I'm like, poem, huh? And then right after that, he's like, I get that not everybody's into poetry. I'm like, thank you. Somebody says it.
Like hardly anyone.
So,
you just can't. I mean, I'm with you.
You went to your kid's school orientation. We're not going to name the school, if you know. But the bottom, so it was a college, incoming freshman.
Yeah.
And diversity officer is a middle-aged white guy.
I'm with you. If you're qualified, you should get the job. But you can't have a, if the title says diversity, white people,
like
you're
said,
out.
Unless he was gay.
He said all the right. I liked what he had to say.
Well, you know,
and I thought the poetry was a good example, too, because he's like, I use that because I know that not everybody likes that, but there are people that are into that, and this is about, realizing there's stuff that you might not be into
out
there.
That
makes sense. Talk for a second about his black friend.
That makes sense.
Right? It's me, diverse. Yeah.
What up, my brother?
I've got a black friend.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He knows who he is, too.
Has to awkwardly work into the conversation all of the diverse friends he has.
Yeah, and the way
since you walked to the college, people can figure that out. Go ahead.
Well, you could see him. You could see why he would like nail the interview.
Right.
But it was very funny to me.
Right. I love getting the text. It was hilarious. Because obviously at that point, you're pretty bored. That was like 1:30 in the afternoon. And you've been there since, what, 11?
Right,
left. Okay, right
straight here. Straight from here.
Oh,
we got
sucks.
A follow-up from Wolf Butt guy.
Yeah, he says, don't say my name again. Don't say my name again. Don't say my name again, right?
Obviously, he was listening. Thanks for the insight. I must have some pretty good karma because the universe sent me Steve. That was the first caller.
And then we had some guys checking in. Yeah, it's pretty erotic. I say it to myself, damn it.
Almost immediately, my situation is far more fragile than most 20-year relationships as we really, finally, are truly discovering each other intimately. Only now. It's all good. Right, I will try the Steve approach.
He's trying to make me puke a little bit now.
As soon as the opportunity presents itself. I was thinking more like
shave
you guys.
Your ass?
The Steve approach.
Right. Well,
not good. You guys are laying on our stomach here.
Although Nick's pube crouton approach is interesting. I don't remember your pube crouton approach.
We were
sprinkling it on a salad.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. She hadn't like it here either.
Oh, pointing out how that salad would be better without that.
Now I remember. Right.
Without the pubes on.
I guess I was hoping the question would generate more calls from chicks admitting they have a hairy butt, but what else?
Most of them.
I do appreciate Robin's jungle butt story. Thank you for that.
Jungle butt.
I'm going to go for it anyway, even if I need bobby pins. All right, well, good luck.
Oh, jeez.
Man.
Well, then you can comb that
stuff,
man.
Part it.
Chewbacca ass.
Part it off to the side.
We can still take those hairy-butted women calls if you want. I mean, if you're out there and you want to confess, go ahead.
Because I think we got a note on Facebook. It might have been on the Todd and Tyler page that apparently the waxing up front is kind of painful, but the waxing in the back, not so much. That was from a woman.
That was on Twitter. She said.
You've been sitting your ass for years.
Buyer a waxing trip. It doesn't hurt to have the back waxed. Front, different story. Ouch, but worth it, she says.
Okay.
Well, you could do that, puss.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
I just don't. Yeah, no.
Well, both sets of genitalia.
Yeah, you got a lot of different. You got a lot of taping to do, like, you know.
Well, again,
around in crevices and areas, it's, you know.
Again, the grooming down.
There's a lot going on down
there. Yeah, there is.
With a vagina and nutsack.
The grooming down there, it comes down to one person's opinion, and it ain't mine.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I'm with you.
Well, she's probably so thrown off by everything. Like, was there hair? She's like, I don't know.
It's been a while. She's figured things out.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain shotgun divorce. That guy got another hit. He must be on a different list.
Oh, we still have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
More Olivia Newton-John.
Yes,
names.
We do. Labia in the Jaro. So, what's the story on? You know, I know that Stranger Things turned kids into Metallica now, and now they're.
Thank God we're done with Kate Bush.
She made like $2 million. $1 or $2 million.
Apparently that's still getting run on the radio.
Oh, right. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
So I don't watch Stranger Things, but I know that they played Master of Puppets, and all these young kids are starting to discover Metallica. Okay. And now they're canceling them because they find out Metallica said bad stuff back in the day. Which, what they say?
It's TikTok users are saying that back in the day, Jason Newsted appeared to do a Nazi salute on stage. They were making fun of the recent death of Kurt Cobain at the time.
Yeah, they were rock stars, and they were drunks back
then.
Yeah,
and then maybe Hetfield used the N-word to refer to Ice-T in like 92, Axl Rose, so they might have been racist towards Ice-T.
All right.
So they're trying to cancel.
But Axl Rose also used the M-bomb and the F-bomb before, too.
And that apparently that's a bunch of people went, Axl Rose ain't a good source, man.
No. But also,
he ain't exactly got a clean past.
So I don't think Metallica cares that 14-year-old kids are going to cancel them from 40 years ago. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
And if they're canceling people for that, that's a very low bar for cancellation.
It is a real
cancellation.
Low bar. A real low bar. So as long as they like the music, they don't care, you know?
Yeah.
Leaking goat bumpus.
You got to investigate before you embrace them.
One guy was like, I regret buying my T-shirt now.
That stuff is so ancient. Newstead. God, that's so ancient,
the dude's not even in the band.
I know. Let's play Who's Moister. Limp Ditka's. I don't know what that is.
Lionel on Vinyl.
Oh, yeah. Liquor Store Wise Man. This picture of a guy hanging out, and he just gives us his thoughts on life hanging out at the liquor store.
No, I'm picking like
the guy who doesn't know bars exist.
One of the three wise men going to see Jesus.
Yeah, there you
shopping
go.
For liquor.
Yeah.
Little Ricketts, Dickens, and Lou Holtz, House of Nuru, all had Olivia Newton-John. I put something out on my Facebook page yesterday. I should have shared it to the group page, but the group page, this guy, people are just dicks on that. But it was just a 2002 DVD release party for Grease, and there was a full band on stage, and Olivia Newton-John's up there singing, but she brings up John Travolta, and they do.
You're the one I want.
Yeah, live.
I saw that.
And I watched it, and it is so good. And it's live. They're singing it. You know they're singing it. You can tell they're singing it. It's really good. Yeah.
She was so hot in Grease.
That was 2002 then, and she was hot then, too.
She could probably still pull that off, you know, a week ago.
Oh, she could always sing.
Well, sure.
Right, yeah. And
Travolta might not be able to anymore.
Travolta had a voice. He could still sing, but he's not,
There's some high notes in that movie or in that song, too.
Well, he actually
he might have lost the ring.
2002, he nailed it.
But 20 years later, he might not.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe all the hair plugs help pull his voice up higher.
That Is that what it is? Hey-o. Yeah. You missed out on but speaking of that, got any gigs this week?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, Friday night, I'll be at Keg Creek Brewing in Glenwood, Iowa, and Saturday in Omaha, Nebraska Brewing, both shows with Tyler Walsh.
Now at Mickey D's, when you buy any crispy chicken sandwich or quarter pounder with cheese, you'll get a free medium fry and free medium drink when you order on the app. So do you have the app? How are you going to get this deal if you don't have the app? I know you have a phone. Anywho, if you have the app, enjoy your free fries and drink. If you don't, you can't see me, but know that I'm shaking my head. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Limited time only. I participate in McDonald's. Valid one time per day. Visit McDonald's app for details. Download and registration required.
Richer people are eating more at Applebee's and IHOP. I'm reading this article this morning because, you know, everybody's watching their dollars. Apparently even rich people. It says richer people. But it says they're still not going to Cracker Barrel. No, it doesn't say that. they closed the Applebee's near my house.
Oh. Even the song. You think the song helped them?
It must.
Oh, God, I hate that song.
So do I.
It's like the worst song in the history of songs. Plus, who writes a commercial jingle? I mean, he wrote that song.
Yeah.
Because he liked it, and so it's a commercial jingle.
Yeah, but they adopted it immediately.
I know, but he wrote it it sounds like he wrote it for a commercial. He wrote it for a song, and it sucks.
I thought it was a song for the commercial, and then somebody said, no, that was a real song, and I went,
right.
What?
So did I.
What?
I didn't know it either, plus, until I saw the CBS Sunday Morning maybe a year ago. They did a special on that dude. He's some young country guy, like they all are.
Walker Hayes.
Yeah, and that was his first hit. He wrote it as a song.
Yeah, he just wrote it as a song, right. And he thought Applebee's was a great lyric.
Right.
No!
No. Yeah. Well, he goes there. What with his kids? Eating ice cream and... whatever.
That's one of those places where I think if we go there with the family, I might as well just go sit in the bathroom immediately.
There's a plug for Applebee's. Do you feel it that way? I mean, we used to get takeout from Applebee's. Never sat there too much.
No, like if I eat food, it'll be in the bathroom before we have to leave.
It's probably butter, a lot of that.
Something.
Butter,
right. Yeah.
Slotting out of that butter.
I don't remember eating at a chain restaurant it's been some time. Can't remember the last time I ate at a chain restaurant.
IHOP. You ever go to IHOP? I don't.
I
know there's the pancakes.
I think I did a long time. Once years ago. Like when
I saw that last time Marshawn Lynch was arrested for DUI. Oh my God, that's his mugshot.
Oh, the mugshot is awesome.
I never saw the mugshot. Marshawn Lynch.
I don't know. He might be drunk.
Arrested in Vegas a couple days ago for DUI. And I just finally saw the mugshot. I saw the story last night.
One eye fishing for bait.
Hunt for that puss.
He looks hammered.
Put that on the socials this morning.
He's the drunkest.
Oh my God, you're right. A lot of times drunk photos for DUIs are just smiles like, hey, I don't buzz. His eyes half closed. He's so wasted in that photo. Don't drink and drive, kids.
Does Vegas
very dangerous.
Lead the country in DWI arrest?
Well, he probably lives there, right? Doesn't he?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, yeah. So he's. I don't know if they lead the country. I stopped on country. Check that out.
Per capita.
It's got to be up
per
there.
Per capita.
Oh, per capita.
A place like Vegas has to be up there on the highest DUI list.
Yeah. Well, I think you get pulled over at like 7:45 in the morning. I think Vegas
at least
has to be.
Yeah, that's the key.
6 a.m. and 6 to 10 a.m.
Right,
DUI.
Exactly.
Yeah, everybody else does it on St. Patrick's Day. That's just a normal Tuesday in Vegas.
And, of course, the Broncos are bought by the Walmart family. LD, our buddy LD, is a Bronco fan. He had a good line on Twitter. He said, now his gear is going to get cheaper.
Yeah.
Bronco gear everywhere, all the Walmarts. The richest owners of all now.
I saw a video they put out. They're like, if we had a choice, this is the one we'd want. And out of any franchise, like the Broncos? Like you have to hang out with
Elway. There's no franchise in Arkansas, so I don't know what they would pick. Maybe the Cowboys. They probably picked the Cowboys for that choice, right?
Did you see the presser when they brought the dude up, the Walton guy?
What did he say?
I want to thank Commissioner Goodell. Thank you to Commissioner Goodell. I appreciate that.
He couldn't pronounce his right name.
No.
Right? All right.
No.
I bet you Northern Arkansas might have some Chief fans.
Yeah, but he didn't buy the Chiefs. He bought the. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right, Todd.
But there might be ramp. Oh, St. Louis? Do they have a football team anymore?
Well, Arkansas is
gone. They don't, do they?
Jerry, I mean, come on.
Saints fans, yeah. Maybe?
Jerry Jones is from Arkansas.
There's a lot of Cowboy fans in Arkansas.
I hope this is a disaster for everybody involved.
Well, they just bought the team. As long as they don't bring in some, as long as he doesn't run the team.
Well, apparently, you know?
Condoleezza Rice has great foresight.
I keep reading that there's a worry that they're going to move the Broncos. I don't know where.
Where?
That's the question.
Yeah, I want
to
know where.
Like, they're not going to move. They can't move them to Arkansas.
No. It won't be
There's nowhere to support an NFL team in Arkansas.
Little Rock's too small.
That would be very funny.
For an NFL
Unless they're going to take it back to St. Louis.
And why? What's the connection?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But apparently there's a bubbling fear that this guy's going to end up moving the Broncos.
Nick just smiled. I think that, he smiled from ear to ear when he heard that.
That'd be great. Why is it the best thing that could happen to them is they just stop being a franchise?
I know, you're right.
They're like, oh, don't you like to see him lose? Like, I'd rather just not see him play
I know, you're
at
right.
all.
Yeah. And they wouldn't be the Denver Broncos. They'd probably keep the Bronco name. Really, Puss? Yeah. You're thinking that, huh?
That'd be crazy, though, because
this
Denver...
This day and age, you can move when you want, man. Nobody cares. But if Davis shows, you're not going to lose any lawsuits, you know. I'm going to go where I want to go.
It'd be really weird if Denver didn't have an NFL
I know.
Franchise.
Denver's a really good sports town when it comes to the Broncos.
I can't see them leaving Denver.
No. They have a good sports town, like them or not.
I think San Antonio, you keep hearing, is a place that the NFL wants to get to.
Oh, yeah.
And
that would make sense. Texas, they're called the Broncos. That would work. San Antonio Broncos would work.
There was threats.
Unlike the Utah Jazz, right?
Moving the Vikings.
Nick is smiling. I can hear him chubbing up over there.
Until they got the new stadium. You know, there was rumors of the Vikings moving to San Antonio.
Well, they want a stadium, right? Well, how new was the Broncos stadium?
Ziggy's from there.
That's right. Yeah.
I think they've done some renovations there, but Mile High's been there for quite a while.
Right.
Yeah. No, it is pretty dumb looking.
They blew it up. Maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Was it?
Well, then it became Invesco and whatever company it is now.
We have a lot of Broncos.
The parking lot is where the old Mile High used to be. And then they put a new stadium right next to it. And I don't think it was that long ago.
2001.
Okay. I don't like the Broncos.
20 years ago.
But I mean,
I love the instant turmoil. Yeah.
Look, the Braves just moved out of a stadium that was built for the 96 Olympics.
20 years, right?
So, I mean, we're not that far behind it there.
Yeah.
And stadium, the standard for stadiums has gone up greatly in the last 20 years.
Hopefully this is the simmering of the dumpster fire.
Somebody mentioned, what was one line I saw on Twitter was great, was there'll only be, out of the 10 concession stands, only 3 will be open now.
Yeah.
That was a good one. All right. Hey, big news. Craig Robinson in the studio on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Nick. Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yep.
Remember when time you were in Hot Tub Time Machine? We'll let you ask two questions.
Remember when you
starts looking at you.
Called your wife when she was a kid? And that was
you bitch.
Pretty funny.
It was very funny.
I just want to know if he's going to bring Pizza Hut with him.
Craig Robinson. We haven't met him yet. Have we even talked to him?
I think we had him on the phone maybe sometime in the past.
All right.
For something.
All right. So he'll be in the studio with us. He's the Funny Bone this weekend in Omaha.
Yes,
ma'am. Looking forward to that. Come on back.
Tyler Radio Empire.